Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No changes to the offense in a game coming up against the Lions. To help break it all down, we go out to the Fan Hotline. Again, covers a team over at Roundtable. Good friend of the show, good friend of mine. It is Dylan Feltovich, and he joins us now. Dylan, what's going on?
Not much, man. Still flying pretty high off an amazing weekend of Browns football, and just watching the guards now. Hopefully they can pull out a win tonight.
Yeah, we're most certainly hoping so. I'm very excited to talk about this game when it eventually wraps up, but I'll leave that where it is, and I'll eventually get to it. Browns win. I was on with Nick Wilson on our afternoon show yesterday, and we had brought up an interesting question. I'm interested to see where you're at on it, Dylan. Who needed the Browns win more against the Packers? Was it Kevin Stefanski or was it Joe Flacco in your eyes?
Kevin Stefanski, definitely. Because mainly when I look at the current situation, you're in this mode right now, if you're Kevin Stefanski, where you don't know what's going to happen after this year. Obviously, it's not going to be the year where you make it to the playoffs, most likely. But a win against a team like the Green Bay Packers kind of solidifies yourself as still a good coach and reassures not only the fan base, but also to the organization as a whole in making sure that, you know, he's the guy.
Yeah, I do question, though, Dylan, coming out of this game. Obviously, you get the win. Everybody's happy about it. Kevin, very quick to say, hey, Joe Flacco is going to be our quarterback week four going against the Detroit Lions. It feel like a mistake to you to keep Joe as a starting quarterback, or do you like it?
You know, this is a question that I've been pondering myself these past couple weeks. And at some point, you have to realize that this season isn't going to result most likely in that 2023 run that you had where you made it to the playoffs. And, you know, Joe Flacco isn't how he was back then as well. And when you look at it from that perspective, it makes a lot more sense to give the ball over to Dylan Gabriel sooner rather than later, because you still need to figure out what you have in the rookie. I mean, you have two first-round picks. Hopefully the Jaguars aren't doing too well towards the end of the season there, so that could be a higher pick there. But you pretty much have an opportunity of drafting a quarterback, and you got to be able to figure out if Gabriel is the guy and if you need to go and use a first-round pick on a quarterback there. So to be honest with you, I don't necessarily see the point of it, but I think eventually it'll come soon enough.
Dylan, if you look at the two quarterbacks right now between Joe and Dylan, who do you think gives you a better chance to win right now if you're just looking at the quarterbacks and taking the, you know, need to figure out what they are? Just looking at pure wins for 2025, who gives you the better shot?
As crazy as it sounds, I think it's Dylan Gabriel, mainly just because his ability to run the offense looked very good in the preseason. I think he did a fantastic job in those two games that he played in. But I also think, too, just the youngness that he has, especially with his legs and being able to move around the pocket, it's a huge difference. You've seen Joe Flacco kind of struggle to get out of the pocket and get away from any of that pressure from the offensive line failing. And that's something that Gabriel can at least give you a little bit of help there in that ballpark there. So to be honest with you, I think Gabriel gives them a better chance. Do I think that it's going to be significant enough to potentially cause a playoff run? No, but I do think that all in all, it would be the best case scenario if Gabriel got the ball.
Have you seen anything from the offense at this point that screams to you that they have an actual chance to get better with Joe Flacco under center?
No, I haven't seen anything from the offense yet, Jake. The offensive line is pretty much the thing that's really kind of holding me back on making any assumptions about Joe Flacco taking the next step and returning to that 2023 self, because, again, he's not getting the proper protection that he needs to be able to run the offense. And then on top of that, too, you still are trying to figure out everything with the wide receivers. Your run game is still a little bit questionable, even though that Dylan Sampson and Quinshon Judkins have looked pretty good so far. But overall, I mean, it's still a very rough situation looking at the offense, which causes Flacco just not to be his best self.
Dylan Feltovich of Roundtable with us here on the Fan Hotline. I break the offensive line down for me a little bit. Something has to change here. Obviously, we get the information yesterday that DeJuan Jones is going to be out for the entirety of the season, has to have surgery on his knee. Jack Conklin is still being listed as day-to-day, which has been day-to-day for now 2 weeks and has missed the last two games. Do you put it on completely on the offensive line of looking at Joe, or is there a point where you have to look at your quarterback and say, as bad as they are, you still have to trust them?
I mean, it's a give and take. I think that there are still some things that Joe is lacking. Like I said, the legs have been an issue, and his ability to get out of the pocket is definitely one thing. But it all does come down to the offensive line. And look, I was someone this offseason that said that the offensive line will look improved. But to be honest with you,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I didn't consider the fact that the age would catch up to this crew, and that's really what's been happening. And I mean, as much as I think Kevin Stefanski's scheme could be successful, it's going to require additional help up front, and that's something that's going to have to be addressed in next offseason. And it's really tough to be able to try to make a move so quickly on the offensive line and find those playmakers to get in there and install your offense to make it more efficient. It's just not going to happen. And unfortunately, that's just something that's going to have to come later in, you know, next season and seasons after that.
Dylan, obviously the rookie class drafted by Andrew Berry has looked really good out of the gates. If you had to pick one guy, who is the one rookie that has impressed you the most?
Oh, it's got to be Carson Schlesinger. I mean, I've been a huge fan of him ever since the preseason and even in training camp too. Ever since he got that green dot, that kind of solidified it for me. But the kid's been an absolute animal. He's all over the field making plays. He's been that glue guy for the front four and the secondary unit that they really needed once JOK went down with an injury. And I mean, to be honest with you, that's one of the main reasons why this defense has been so efficient this year. And I'm just really excited to see how he blossoms for the rest of the season.
Dylan, I was just talking about it last segment. I was going through and I look at the way that the rookies have played, and I'm on the same boat as you, by the way. Carson Schlesinger would be mine, but I think there's about four guys you could pick from where I'm not going to fight you too much, right? Like, you could go Quinshon, you could tell me it's Mason Graham, because the stats might not have been there all the way, but certainly the production has been just from watching the film and seeing him. I think you could probably go Harold Fannin as well. He's looked really good. And when you put a rookie class like that as a GM and you draft this way, especially when you're Andrew Berry, and there's been the complaints and the criticisms of his ability to draft, does this class, if they continue to play this way, make him unfireable?
Well, I can confidently say that this is most likely going to be his best draft class that he's had as a general manager, and it's only been 3 weeks of the NFL season. As crazy as that sounds, it's true, because you mentioned Mason Graham. He's been phenomenal, and he's been that key piece, too, up front, where if you needed some additional help inside, he's been that, and it's freed up a lot more for Myles Garrett on the outside there. And, you know, it, on the offensive side of the ball, Judkins and Samson look very good. This is a perfect opportunity for general manager Andrew Berry to kind of turn to Jimmy Haslam and say, like, hey, look what I just did. You know, I did a phenomenal draft class. Our defense is back to how it was before, and, you know, we could get the ball moving. So I think that in the future, like, this could really, really help his case in maintaining his job.
Should Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski be tied at the hip? Is that a dumb thing at this point in their careers, in the tenure that they spent with the Browns, that they're still viewed that way?
I've still been a big supporter of both Stefanski and Berry throughout this whole process. I think that there's just been so many weird cases that kind of hampered it all. But in the end, like, I really think that these two, if they were somewhere else and without all this drama, they would be very successful. And I think the national media has gravitated towards that, and not necessarily placing the blame too much on Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry that much. But I mean, to me, I think that they are fully capable of letting this team be, I guess, reaching their max potential at this point too. And it's just all about getting the right pieces and being able to get through to that. And that's going to be the major thing moving forward now.
Dylan, I want to talk a little bit about this defense in particular, because they've been basically as close as lights out as you've gotten or could possibly ask for from any NFL defense. They're at number one in total defense. They basically rank among the top five in almost every major defensive category. Is this the best defense that we've seen under Jim Schwartz?
Oh, 100%. I was going to say that it was probably a little bit of over-exaggeration that this defense might be the best we've seen from the Browns in a long, long time. But, I mean, when you're looking at the stats, and just after that Packers win, it almost just solidifies that it's one of the best of the best. I mean, you hold a team that I think is potentially a Super Bowl contender in the Packers to less than 200 passing yards and less than 50 rushing yards with Josh Jacobs. Like, this was a rare victory that you don't see on an everyday basis. And I think that for me, like, the defense was a big reason why they were able to win that game. And it's a big reason why they've been able to win games in both 2025 and 2023 there. So I think that this is one of the most special units that we have seen in Cleveland.
If I'm looking at a guy like Greg Newsome, what has he proven to you early on in this year? It's a contract year. He obviously is looking to get signed and looking to get signed as an outside corner. If he continues to play this way, is there any question whether or not you'd be extending Greg Newsome beyond this year?
I think it just depends on kind of how everything else shakes out with the rest of the season. You know, it's going to depend on where you're drafting at, which guys you could take, who's in free agency. I think Greg has started to prove to me that he is willing to or able to get an extension and continue his good play, but I'm still not 100% there yet. I still think that I'm going to have to see a little bit more. I think Denzel Ward is kind of the lockdown corner that you need, and I think Greg Newsome does a good job of being that secondary guy along with them. But, you know, if you could find someone for either cheaper or, I mean, a rookie at that point, it's a lot easier to just point to that and say, hey, that's the better option. And obviously, too, you got to consider, you know, it's a new scheme for that person and whoever comes in and stuff. But it's going to be tough. I think he's going to have to continue to play well, obviously, to get that contract extension. But I honestly, we're starting to head into that direction where he could potentially get one.
Dylan, we got to run, but always appreciate you setting aside the time, willing to be flexible with us, move around a little bit as you did today. So we thank you, and hopefully we get to talk to you here pretty soon coming up in the Brown season as well.
Of course. Thanks, Jake.
Dylan Feltovich of Roundtable there with us on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.